Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. A year ago, Benedict XVI beatified his beloved predecessor to the See of Peter, John Paul II, in St. Peter's Square, in front of the Basilica, where a vast sea of pilgrims had gathered, spilling beyond into the streets surrounding it. It was a prayerful moment, but also a joyful one, and pilgrims from Karol Wojtyła's native Poland attended in great numbers. On a more official level, over a dozen heads of states, alongside the cardinals, bishops, priests, and men and women religious, were seated up close to the altar. Only 6 years had gone by since the death of John Paul II in 2005, and in his homily on this occasion, the Pope mentioned how he'd wanted the cause of beatification to move forward with reasonable haste. "And now the longed-for day has come," he said. "It came quickly because this is what was pleasing to the Lord. John Paul II is blessed," he exclaimed in Italian.
Giovanni Paolo II è beato.
In this same homily, Benedict XVI also pointed to how this ceremony was timed to coincide with the second Sunday of Easter, which the late Polish pontiff had dedicated in a special way to divine mercy, but also with the beginning of May, the month traditionally dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, to whom this Pope had such special devotion. His motto, Totus Tuus, meaning I belong entirely to you, referred to Mary. And let's recall also how he had placed the letter M beside the cross on his coat of arms. "The beatitude of faith," the Holy Father said, "has its model in Mary, and all of us rejoice that the beatification of John Paul II takes place on this first day of the month of Mary, beneath the maternal gaze of the one who, by her faith, sustained the faith of the apostles and constantly sustains the faith of their successors, especially those called to occupy the chair of Peter." The Pope also highlighted in a special way John Paul II's first words following his election to the See of Peter in October 1978, when he said, "Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ."
Non abbiate paura. Aprite, anzi spalancate le porte a Cristo.
What the newly elected Pope asked of everyone, Benedict XVI explained, he was himself the first to do, quote, "by his witness of faith, love, and apostolic courage, accompanied by great human charisma, this exemplary son of Poland helped believers throughout the world not to be afraid to be called Christian, to belong to the church, to speak of the gospel. In a word, he helped us not to fear the truth, because truth is the guarantee of freedom." I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.